AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More U.S. troops are being sent to Iraq. Here's National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a written statement, spokesman Josh Earnest says the president signed off on sending up to 450 more troops to advise and assist Iraqis at a new camp in Anbar province amid more gains by Islamic State fighters.
The president's been under a lot of pressure to do something in order to ramp up our effort.
Iraq veteran Michael Eisenstadt says the extra trainers may not accomplish much unless the Iraqi government changes course and allows more Sunni tribesmen to join the fight in Sunni-dominated Anbar. The U.S. already has around 3,100 troops in Iraq. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A Massachusetts man fighting alongside Kurdish forces against the Islamic State group in Syria has been killed. Authorities say Keith Bloomfield died in a battle a week ago not far from the border with Turkey. Calls for a former North Texas police officer to be criminally charged for his actions last Friday while responding to a disturbance at a community pool in McKinney. At a news conference today, National Bar Association President Pamela Means also wants Congress to get involved in curbing excesses by police.
We are calling on the Senate and the House of Representatives to put a definition to excessive force. Put a definition to de-escalation of force.
In an online video, Officer Eric Casebolt is seen forcing a teenage girl to the ground and pulling his firearm. Police are going house to house just outside a New York State prison looking for two escaped murderers who broke out over the weekend. Barbara McCaslin says she turned down an officer who wanted to search her home.
I'm pretty well battened down as far as the cellars and my doors and things, so I feel I'm pretty safe.
David Sweat and Richard Matt use power tools to cut through the walls of the prison. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 266. This is AP Radio News. Dozens of people have been hurt in a bus accident that tied up traffic in New York City. Warren Levinson with more.
Traffic in one of three tubes of the Lincoln Tunnel came to a halt when a commuter bus from New Jersey rear-ended a charter bus from Toronto. Deputy Fire Chief Stephen Link says 31 people were hurt.
Just minor injuries from, being bumped and jostled when the buses collided.
Of course, nothing is minor when you shut down one of the busiest tunnels in the world at 9:30 in the morning. Two pregnant women on the bus behind the accident were taken out while traffic was stopped. One had begun contractions. The tour bus appeared undamaged and its occupants unhurt. The commuter bus door had to be pried open. Traffic resumed 2 hours later. Warren Levinson, New York.
Pope Francis, in a private meeting, has told Russian President Vladimir Putin that a sincere and great effort is needed to bring peace to Ukraine. Vatican spokesman says the Pope stressed the need to bring peace to Ukraine through dialogue and the implementation of the Minsk Accords. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.